You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
For WYXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radians Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th, featuring Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at MemphoPresents.com.
This is Light Rotation Radio on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Good morning, Memphis. It is 10 a.m. It is Tuesday. I am Lauren. You are listening to Light Rotation Radio on WYXR 91.7 FM. What you're hearing right now is Adventures of a Young Organ by 10 Years After. That was one of the, well, it's from their self-titled album, 10 Years After. One of the many albums I inherited from my parents' record collection. This is definitely one of my dad's, and I enjoyed this instrumental track on the album a lot. So I wanted to start off the show with that. You know I love an instrumental start so that I can yap over it. Gonna do a little split episode today. First half of the show is gonna be my regular programming, as you're used to hearing most weeks. Second half of the show, I'm gonna do a little Pride Month celebration with a little ode to some of the lesbian media that shaped me in my young journey, with some hopefully funny, maybe not so funny, anecdotes to go along with a lot of them. I hope you'll enjoy it. It'll be great. After this, we got The Worst Band in the World by 10cc. Very funny. Enjoy that song a lot. Then we'll have some later era Four Tops and some Peel Dream Machine, so don't go anywhere.
Me, Bobby, and you call me Emma. together on your hi-fi. A little piece of plastic with a hole. Oh!
I'm Memphis filmmaker Craig Brewer. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
Thank you. XR had something they stole out from under my seat.
That was Machine Repeating by Peel Dream Magazine. Up next, we got Be My Lady by Fat Larry's Band, followed by Crossing Streets by The Jackets. So don't go away. You know you love listening to me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, that was Crossing Streets by The Jackets. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be right back. So please stay tuned. Please don't leave me. I'm having an abandonment issue right now. Don't go anywhere, or it'll be all your fault.
Support for WYXR comes from Breezert, presenting the Concrete Canvas Streetwear Fashion Show, hosted by Breeze on Sunday, June 22nd, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Mud Island River Park. An immersive fashion experience blending streetwear and high fashion, highlighting emerging designers, artists, and performers in partnership with Memphis River Parks. Live performances, vendors, and more. Tickets and more information can be found at breezert.square.site.
Okay, thank you for not going anywhere. That means so much to me. Anyway, up next, I have a song. I think I've played something by this band before, but I don't know that I've played this song. The band is called Decibully. I really, really, really liked them, but they really never made it big. I mean, currently, let me check. Their Spotify monthly listeners is 237. Granted, they haven't put anything out in a really long time. How long has it been? 20 years. But the two albums that they did put out, well, there's three of them, but only two of them were released on polyvinyl. And those are the two that I had. And that is City of Festivals in 2003, which the song I'm about to play is from. And then Sing Out America came out in 2005. There were members in this band who had played in various other bands. I know someone in the band played with The Promise Ring and some other bands. They were from Milwaukee. So there was a lot of those Midwestern bands. But they just didn't make it, and I don't know why, because I loved them. But this song is called We Belong on Rooftops. What did y'all think of that one? Did you like it? I hope so. It was called Let Yourself Be Free by Weldon Irvine. The next song I got for you is Cake. I've had the song stuck in my head. It's Shadow Stabbing from the album Comfort Eagle, because the only two albums I actually have ever fully listened to by Cake are Comfort Eagle and their B-Sides and Rarities album. I don't know why for the B-Sides and Rarities album. I don't even know where I came across that one, but Comfort Eagle, I used to check it out from the library all the time as a kid, so I like just remember this album front to back, and randomly the song got stuck in my head a couple days ago, so I threw it on here. It's Shadow Stabbing.
Adjectives on the typewriter. He moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be. Tight job, say it all, but the white paint, plastic saints, say it all, 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 say somebody got to say it all. To see it all. I'm so nervous, I'm so tense. My heart can't forget about this self-defense. When the air is so hot and my breath comes fast, I thumb the cool blade, but I know. Say it all, say it all, say it all, say it all, say somebody got to say it all. Somebody got to say it all. Yeah, adjectives on the typewriter. He moves his words like a prize fighter. Frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be.
All right, we're about to make the switch. We're about to switch to my half episode of Pride. I'm truly disrespectful to myself that I didn't give it a full episode, but I do make my set list in advance and usually don't make too many changes to them unless something comes up and I'm like, well, I have to add this. And I honestly just didn't think it through. I can't believe I'm a bad gay. I didn't make a Pride episode initially, so I had to go back and kind of piecemeal something to the end of an episode. And I said, you know what? To be fair... I didn't know that much gay music as a child when I was figuring this all out. So it wouldn't have probably been a full episode anyway if I was, you know, committing to my bit of being self-involved and making it all about me and my experiences, which is exactly what I'm doing. So we're going to start off with a song that is an honorary song because it is not by a lesbian, but I didn't know that the first time I heard it because I also didn't know it was a cover. Heard it as a kid. You'll know the song for sure. And I was like, oh my God, what? That's crazy. a girl singing about a girl. Oh, Debbie Ryan, hair behind my ear moment. Here's There She Goes by Sixpence and the Richer. Next one, and maybe for some context, if you haven't figured this out already, I figured out that I was gay at a very young age. Q sad violin music here. I was outed by my middle school guidance counselor in the 7th grade when I was 12 years old, so I've been having to embrace this for the majority of my life. And I was on the hunt for representation, media, things that I could relate to from a very young age, and that was the early 2000s when I was outed. That was 2004 or 5, I think. So most of the stuff I'm finding is 90s, early 2000s media, so that is what resonates with my experience the most. Despite my age, I feel more of a kinship with the slightly older generation of lesbians, because when I'm looking things up, that's what I'm finding. So I can't remember exactly how I found out about the Indigo Girls, but it was definitely in one of my secret internet searches for like lesbian music or something, probably. And I used to love going to the thrift store up the road from my parents' house growing up, because they always had a lot of CDs and random band t-shirts. So some cool kids were losing their CD collections somehow. And one, I assume this probably all came from the same collection, but one day I was able to grab two Indigo Girls CDs. It was Swamp Ophelia, which the song I'm about to play is from, was one of them, and then Rites of Passage was the other one, so some early Indigo Girls albums. And in that same collection, there was also Scarlet's Walk by Tori Amos, honorary lesbian queen, and a bootleg rarities CD of like Bjork songs, so I assume something happened there, some queen lost her CD collection, but I got it, so shout out to her. So here is my favorite song from Swamp Ophelia by Indigo Girls. It is called Least Complicated.
I sit two stories above the street. It's It's awful quiet, isn't love fell asleep? There's life down below me though. The kids are walking home from school. Some long ago when we were taught that for whatever kind of puzzle you got, you just stick the right formula in. The solution for every fool. I remember the time when I came so close to you. Send me skipping my class and running from school. And I bought you that ring cause I never was cool. What makes me think I could start being slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. Yeah. Oh, I just sit up in the house and resist, and not be seen until I cease to exist. Kind of two stories above the street. It's awful quiet here since love fell asleep. There's life down below me though. Now the kids are walking home from school. I remember the time when I came so close with you. Sent me skipping my class and running from school. What makes me think I could start being slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. What makes me think I could start being slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated.
Yeah, it's the least complicated, Indigo Girls. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Light Rotation Radio on WYXR, and this is my little pride episode where I'm talking about the lesbian and honorary lesbian music that shaped me in my little lesbian journey when I was young. Again, this part is, I think, a lot of looking back. It's a little less contemporary to where I was at the time. All this stuff had pretty much come out already, no pun intended. It was older music, older media. We'll get to the media after this next song, but the next song will be Ani DeFranco, and I do remember exactly how I discovered Ani DeFranco, and then I have another fun little story about that as well. I remember going to the library, and again, shout out libraries, obviously very influential in my life. My mom was a huge library lady, loved to be at the library, so we had obviously library card for the county that we lived in, but we grew up in the Charleston area. It's a tri-county area, and we lived in Dorchester County. But if you lived in the other two not Charleston County parts of Charleston, you could get a Charleston County library card as well for like $10 a year or something like that. So they obviously had more libraries, bigger libraries, and there was one not far from us. We lived pretty close to the Charleston County line. So my mom would go out there all the time, and they had a fantastic selection of CDs at both libraries, but specifically the Charleston County Library had almost the entire Ani DiFranco discography. But to discover her first, I had to read a book. I would go in there and look around first, make sure no one was like looking at my computer when I was like looking up things in the card catalog, and I just typed in like lesbian and found these young adult novel. I wish desperately that I could remember what it was called. I remember reading it was like fifth grade or sixth grade, and they mentioned Ani DiFranco. She came up in it a lot. And I, of course, reading it, never having heard her name before, I thought it was Ani DiFranco and was corrected later on. But immediately went and typed her name in when I went to return the book the next time we were there. And they had a ton of her CDs. So I checked them all out and became a very big fan. And lo and behold, a year or two, maybe 3 years later, she was on tour. She played a show at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center. And I was like, I have to go. I have to go. Again, I was in seventh grade. I was 12. I don't think I was 13 yet. I think I was still 12. It was 2005. Andrew Bird opened for her when he was on her label. It was actually a really good show. I managed to convince my parents to let me go. But my dad had to go with me. That was the deal. He was going to go with me. So I played some of the music for him, and he was like, all right, I can tolerate this. This is fine. We can go. He bought the tickets for me. Somehow we ended up with like third row tickets. I was very close. And the show ends. Great time. Love it. We run in. I had this hippie cousin. All my cousins are like significantly like 15 plus years older than me. And I had this hippie cousin. Her name was Becky. We ran into her and her husband. For context on her, she got married on a boat. Oh, no, she got married on Folly Beach, but she lived in a boat in the Charleston Marina. Her and her husband lived on a boat. And I was older when this story I'm about to tell you happened, but she told me about a time she was doing acid and accidentally dosed her cat, and then the cat became her guardian angel. Sad story for the cat, but anyway, I haven't seen her in ages. Hope she's doing well. But we ran into her after the show, and she's chatting with my dad, and she's like, yeah, you know, we love Ani. You know, she has like a big lesbian following, but I'm like standing behind my dad looking at her, and I'm like, shut up, shut up, shut up. But she doesn't shut up. I don't know if my dad made the connection or not, but anyway, my first real concert was Ani DiFranco in the seventh grade. And here's Little Plastic Castles by Ani DiFranco.
In a coffee shop in a city, which is every coffee shop in every city, on a day which is every day, I picked up a magazine, which is every magazine. I read a story, then I forgot it right away. And they say goldfish have no memory. I guess their lives are much like mine. And the little plastic castle is a surprise every time. And it's hard to say if they're happy, but they don't seem much to mine. From the shape of your shaved head, I recognized your silhouette as you walked out of the sun and sat down. And the sight of your sleepy smile eclipsed all the other people as they paused to sneer at the two girls from out of town. I said, look at you this morning. You are by far the cutest. But be careful getting coffee. I think these people wanna shoot us. Or maybe there's some kind of local competition here to see who can be the rudest. Oh, lipstick is a sign of my declining mind. Like what I happen to be wearing the day that someone takes a picture is my new statement for all of womankind. And I wish they could see us now in leather bras and rubber shorts, like some ridiculous new team uniform for some ridiculous new sport. Quick, someone call the girl police and file a report.
All right. So up next, I got an honorary lesbian because, I mean, first of all, it's Sarah McLachlan. Lilith Fair Queen, we love her. I will take no Sarah McLachlan slander in my life. But the song that I'm going to play is called Ice Cream. And it was on the soundtrack of, and possibly the reason a movie was named what it was. And this is a movie that I saw simply because I was Googling as a child lesbian movies, and I was able to find this one somewhere to illegally download it, probably. Sorry, I hope the statute of limitations has passed on that one. The movie was called Better Than Chocolate. If you haven't seen it, I suggest it. I wouldn't say it's like a cinematic masterpiece by any means, but it feels like a very on-the-nose representation of the times. I think it came out in 99, but it's so good. Canadian movie, love it. It's one of my favorites. One of the first I was able to see. And on a side note, not related to the song, but related to media, the only reason, probably not the only reason, but the reason I am a David Lynch fan is because the reason I first watched Mulholland Drive when I was young is because it was on a list of lesbian movies. So there's a fun link there. Anyway, here is Ice Cream by Sarah McLachlan.
Do.
So that's Ice Cream by Sarah McLachlan, and again, from the soundtrack of the movie Better Than Chocolate. Again, highly suggested. I think it's a fantastic film if you haven't seen it. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. You might have to rent it, so you have to really want it, I guess. I think I got time for one more song, so I'm going to play one. This was later on in my life. This was high school, I believe, when I first discovered Tegan and Sarah, and I was so excited because at this point I had already really started getting into music and kind of wasn't listening to, I just wasn't as into like the Indigo Girls kind of thing so much anymore, as kind of making my own musical identity wasn't, I don't know, I was getting more into indie music, et cetera, whatever. So when I discovered Tegan and Sarah, it was really exciting for me at the time because it fit with everything else I was doing and everything else I was into, and it was like current, which, as I said before, like when I came out and I was looking for media, looking for representation, it was all a little bit older than me, and it seemed to be telling stories about people who were also older than me. Of course, Tegan and Sarah are also older than me, but it was contemporary and I felt like I could relate to it. So the first song I heard by them was Walking with a Ghost, but I'm not going to play that one, but I am going to play something from that album that I liked even more. The song is called I Know, I Know, I Know.
From hundreds of miles, yeah, you cry like a baby.